and Amherst Blues Band, Mandrake Paddle Steamer, Blodwyn Pig, and the very excellent Pentangle, and this is the first record from some people called, curiously, The Mooch. That was done by an American group with the appalling name of the Bobble Puppy, but those are the Mooch anyway, and it's called Hot Smoke and Sassafras. And if I sound even more tedious on this evening's programme, it will be because before the programme started, I was thrown onto the floor by a lady wrestler and then had a door slammed against my head by producer John Petals Walters, and now I'm in a sort of peculiar trance-like state. These are the Idle Race, and a record that I think is very excellent. It's called Days of the Broken Arrows, mainly. Thank you. Fine record that people seem to be staying away from in alarming quantities, which is sad. The Idle Race, anyway, and Days of Broken Arrows. Andy will get them in on the programme as soon as we possibly can, I think. And the Pentangle now, and their current single, and their first number for us this afternoon. This is Once I Had a Sweetheart.
Gone and left me.
really a treat to hear that after a week of wading through extremely tedious American LPs that look very, very complex, overly complex, and full of lyrics of social significance that have been sent to me by vice presidents, IC, underground material and things. Those were the Pentangle, anyway, and Once I Had a Sweetheart. John Dummer's blues band, and this is a traditional thing arranged by Dave Kelly. It's Big Feeling Blues.
I've been looking for a girl, you're my own. Had one time, but she left my home. Big feeling blue, worst I've ever had. I got them big feeling blues, I mean I got them bad. Try me, I sure can put you out of your misery. Now, big feeling blues, worst I've ever had. I got them big feeling blues, I mean I got them bad.
National Health Service will take care of it for you. That was John Dummer's blues band and the Big Feeling Blues with a very sensitive kazoo playing by Dave Kelly. From the LP Nashville Skyline, which we seem to have been playing, we're going to try, I think, and play everything from this. We've played four or five things already, in fact. We'll try to play all of them. Dylan, and of course, One More Night. One more night,
tonight, no light will shine on me.
Bob Dylan and One More Night from Nashville Skyline. That bang on the head didn't do me any good at all, I decided. Very, there's a great lump there and everything, which wasn't there before. I think I should put a ribbon on it or something, look quite nice. Blodwyn Pig and Ain't You Coming Home, spelled A-I-N, apostrophe T-C-H-A, so on. Anyway, Blodwyn Pig. That's getting better all the time. How many times have you heard that? Blodwyn Pig, and you ought to try and go and see them play live sometime if you get the chance. and asked Mick Abrahams to do some of his impersonations, because some of them are very good. Some of them are awful too, but some of them are very good. First number from Mandrake Paddle Steamer, and it's called The Ivory Castle, A Solitaire Husk. Remember him? Mandrake Paddle Steamer and the Ivory Castle of Solitaire Husk, who I think played for Burnley before the war, if I remember rightly. After spending hours poring over all the trendy music papers, I've discovered that the latest thing to say, the latest meaningless expression, is kick out the jams. So we'll use it now just to show you how we keep up with things. So let's kick out the jams then, listeners and everybody, with a little number from the Creedence Clearwater Revival and its Penthouse Pauper, Kick, Kick.
You know I'd never lose. If I were a guitar player, Lord, I'd play the blues.
1982 I'm not quite sure why, I'll be honest with you, by the Sons of Champlin, anyway, from a double LP that isn't released over here yet, called Loosen Up Naturally, and there's some very good stuff on there indeed. And it's an LP that you should try to listen to. It's got a nice sort of friendly sleeve too. It's got lots of sort of drawings and things all over it, which is great. It gives you something to look at as well as listen to. The Pentangle again, and this is a track from their next LP, and on it apparently everybody except Danny sings. It's called Hunting Song.
Thank you. setting up the night with white device. Upon a shield all black and deep, in a grief answer our saints, his unrequited love. Young noble woman, bright fire, pray tell me, have you seen Queen Zelda, the fairest maid, in company she rides, for I swear to have revenge.
Hunting song from the Pendankle, showing that you don't need electricity to keep things interesting, I think. And the instrumental part of that particular number has parallels with that on this next record by Van Morrison. The old piece called Astral Weeks, and this is Sweet Thing, which is quite a treat, actually.
sugar baby. Sugar baby, sugar baby. What is champagne?
Ben Morrison from the LP Astral Weeks, and that was called Sweet Thing. Really nice sort of flowing backing on that one, and the musicians incidentally include Connie Kay of the MJQ, and it's a very good LP, and I'm told that the record company doesn't plan to release it over here, which is very sad. And at this very moment, curmudgeons, ne'er-do-wells and rapscallions in the employ of the Peel Foundation are down pelting their offices with refuse, which leads naturally to Mick Abrahams and Blodwyn Pig, and this is called the... I don't really mean that, actually, so don't write. This is called The Change Song.
Driving wheel.
featuring Jack Lancaster on violin, I can't even say it. And that was Blodwyn Pig and the Chain Song, all about losing your driving wheel, a rare and extremely uncomfortable medical condition. This is John Dummer's Blues Band again, and this one is called, I don't know who did this, Peg Leg Howl, right? George's Skin Game. Anyway, this is just Skin Game.
Coming to a close.